kind of a thrill for me, a gal that actually Joe and I used to work with in Santa Barbara who did some radio with us for a while. Jenna McCarthy has written a new book. She's got one out there called The Parent Trap. But this is called If It Was Easy, They'd Call the Whole Damn Thing a Honeymoon. And it's about marriage. Yo, Jenna, you there?
I am.
Jenna, I'm sitting here holding a copy of the book, If It Was Easy, They'd Call the Whole Damn Thing a Honeymoon. And I got to tell you, I started looking through this last night on the flight home just so I would be prepared for this interview. And I ended up reading 100 pages. I couldn't put it down. I love this book.
Really?
I do. And you know why? Because it's written from the female perspective of marriage. But there's a lot of takeaways in here for guys, too.
I kind of was hoping that some guy would pick up on that, and I'm not even kidding. And I'll tell you a funny aside. I'm in New York right now. I flew here from California, and my husband was reading my husband, who the book is about.
Yeah, it's all about.
Yeah. And he was laughing so hard, and I was like, you've read everything in there. And he's like, I know, but not like all together. And Matt, God, this is really good. He's looking at me like, I didn't really know you were any good.
That's your husband.
Well, and I think the bottom line is, what I picked up right away is that it's okay to be married and to live with the person you love, but to still hate their guts.
That isn't exactly.
I think that's proper.
But also true. Yeah, I would say that is true. I mean, it is occasionally.
It's a good case of the grass is not always greener for me, because my wife has convinced me that there is some Prince Charming George Clooney out there that, you know, has every manner in the book, and I don't think they exist.
No, you're totally right. Thank you for saying it with and not making me say it. Of course you're all doofuses, but
yep.
It's true.
A matter of what your particular doofus thing is and if I can live with it. I think that is ultimately what compatibility boils down to. Because I, you know, when I was compiling information for this book, women would write in, they're like, oh my God, just let me vent. Let me tell you what my guy does. And some of them, I was like, no big deal. He eats ice cream with a little spoon, whatever. That's not too annoying. And some of them were like, oh my God, that's disgusting. He picks his foot skin off while you watch TV every night in bed. Like, no, I couldn't live with that doofus move.
Ben, you've got to not only read this book, since you're married, you got to give it to Holly too, because I think Jenna makes a pretty strong argument in here that you're just trading for, you're trading problems. It's a lateral trade. So
yeah,
you get
yeah.
rid of what you got and you're just going to get a whole new set of weird problems.
Yeah, we've all got them, and you know, the other thing there's two things that it's really important to me to point out about this book. Number one, when you look at the subtitle, it's The TV Addicted, Sex Obsessed, Not So Handy Man You Married, and it says you married for a reason, not the one I married. My husband likes it when I point that out, and so the one you married. And the other thing that's really critical for me for people to know is this is the antithesis of a man-hating book. I love men. I love my husband. I'm happily married. We drive each other crazy. Like you said, when we started chatting, that's just a fact of life. But the response I've gotten to this book so far is so awesome and life-affirming to me, because I could divide it straight down the middle. On one half, I've got the women who are writing and saying, oh my God, you're totally married to my husband. He's a polygamist because that's him, and that's it. He does all of those things and more, and I'm so glad I'm not alone. And then on the other side, I have the women that are like, oh my God, I had no idea how good I had it. You rock, and thank you for pointing out how miserable it could be.
See, that's what I fantasize about, is being right, unfortunately. Would you rather be right or rather than I want to be right. I want to have the Dr. Phil cameras in my house, so when we go to therapy, I can go, roll the tape, watch.
Yeah. Well, and that's what it's about. And again, I don't think it's a book for just women. It's anybody who's married, just to realize that you're not alone. And it's all the, you know, we do something, Jen, on the show, which I'm sure we did when we worked together. Together, but it's like, call in about the little things that your spouse does that bother you. And everybody's got a million of them.
It's endless.
But the whole thing you had about your husband making the sandwich, and he would leave the little crumbs in the sink, and then the crumbs would attach themselves to the sink. And it was. But what I liked about it is that you acknowledged that, hey, you do have issues that it bothers you so much, but also he's got to understand that that does bother you.
But, I mean, the thing is at the end of the day, and he's right. My husband will say, you have a lot of little things. Like, it would be one thing if you just had the one thing I had to remember. You like the pillows in the X configuration that it's impossible for me to achieve. But I have a million little things. I like these pillows put this way, and I like the cans in the pantry facing outward. I'm a nightmare to live with. So I got to go, okay, whatever. If I can't expect him to do all of my little things, I'm going to choose your battles.
Right.
You know, really, choose your battles. Okay, fine, the crumbs in the sink. And what the message in that one that was so pivotal for me was, he looked at me and he said, God, Jenna, you think I do this on purpose. I was like, no, I don't think you do. Well, maybe a little bit. I mean, you think I go over to the neighbor's house and borrow crumbs and then run over here and sprinkle so there's extra ones to piss you off.
Right.
Like, I'm really not trying to piss you off. And if you, I think that if you take whatever it is, your little thing, whether it's the, you know, stinky socks on top of the hamper lid or the, you know, rearranging everything in the dishwasher, whatever it is, that annoying thing is, and if you remind yourself, not doing it to annoy me to death.
Well, Jenna, you've hit on a lot of truths here, and I highly recommend this to anybody who's married, male or female. It's a great read. Like I said, I just chopped 100 pages last night, wasn't even planning on it, but it was so good I couldn't put it down.
I'm so glad you like it.
Love it, and congratulations on a great book. Again, you can go to Jenna, not Jenny, two different people, JennaMccarthy.com or any bookstore to pick it up. If it was easy, they'd call the whole damn thing a honeymoon.